Today's edition of the Derek Hunter Podcast is brought to you by Life Change Tea.
Why go to getthetea.com? Because this important news could change your life. Socrates made a statement saying that all disease starts in the gut. Take care of your gut, and well, the rest speaks for itself. Life Change Tea is a wonderful way to aid in your digestion. Brew it, steep it, drink it, and feel it go to work. We at Life Change Tea have been around for years helping people just like you feel better. Lots of testimonials and lots of happy people. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Getthetea.com.
Alrighty, hello again everyone and welcome to it. It is the Derek Hunter Podcast for the 27th day of September 2020. September's almost over. September's gone, baby. I'm Derek Hunter. I am your host. Welcome to it. Happy Monday-ish. I really just hate Mondays. But anyway, it's been a good weekend. I hope you had a good weekend as well. And we'll get to the next week. The thing that sucks about October, I guess September starts off with a holiday. But there's like a long-ass stretch where there's no holidays. Veterans Day in November, but we got nothing in October. Halloween doesn't count. It just sucks. Anyway, there's going to be some stupid holiday in the middle of October I forgot about. But anyway, I appreciate you listening. Thanks to everybody for listening to the Curse Program at patreon.com/Derek Hunter Podcast. That's right, the Curse Program, the Weekend Effin' Review for patrons only every Saturday morning, patreon.com/Derek Hunter Podcast. And I believe I'll make it unofficial today, but I'll make it official tomorrow. I'll just announce it because I got to work out the details. But I believe we are going to start, meaning me, I am going to go through the signed books that I have around my office. Some of them are pretty impressive people. And start giving them away again like I used to give away signed books before. It's just been, I haven't been replenishing my books because nobody's been coming around because of the pandemic. And then I don't know why. Somehow, in the course of this thing, I ended up with a pile of signed books on an old speaker that I don't use for anything except for to set stuff on in my office. So you will learn tomorrow's program how to win that. It'll involve Patreon, though. So there you go. Got to cover the postage and all of that. Anyway, appreciate you listening. Don't forget about Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. If you're sluggish, if you're just not regular, if you're irregular, whatever it is, you can make yourself regular with Life Change Tea. It'll clean you out. It's tea that makes you go. It's a tea that makes you feel better with all that stuff out of you. The squeegee for your innards, for your digestive tract. Guess what happens? All the nutrition in the food that you're eating, you get to digest more of it. You get to absorb more of it. I made asparagus the other day because of Get the Tea, because of Life Change Tea. I felt so much better on Sunday. And here's Bailey. Hello, Bailey. Say hi to everybody. Or just growl at them. Yes, your big sister is upstairs asleep. It's hard to imagine that in a week you're going to be 3 years old. And you
I'll be free tomorrow.
Not tomorrow, but soon.
Yeah, also to get free tomorrow. Also to praise them tomorrow.
What do you want for your birthday?
Actually, I want some cupcakes and candles.
You want some cupcakes and candles?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all you do is eat the frost. All right. Well, I'm sure birthday will come up before then. Yes.
Coming.
Yep.
Don't know.
No, we do know. It's coming up. It's coming up next week.
Yeah, it's coming tomorrow.
Or next week. One of the two. Okay. Go back to your secret lives of pets. Yeah. Quinn is passed out upstairs. It's already bedtime for her. It's actually bedtime for Bailey, too. But she's awake. So what are you going to do? So let's get, go to getthetea.com. That's right. Go to getthetea.com. Get the Life Change Tea. Enter promo code Derek at checkout. You get free fast shipping on top of all the great sales that they're having and everything like that. Getthetea.com. Promo code Derek. Click apply. Don't forget that last little bit. I appreciate it. And of course, patreon.com/Derek Hunter Podcast. That's enough selling. Let's get on with the news. we have a lot of ground to cover and not a lot of time to get there. We're eastbound. Just watch old Bandit run. It is amazing to me how the way the left conducts themselves, the brazenness with which they conduct themselves, and the stupidity and hypocrisy with which they conduct themselves. Oh, by the way, did you see the View? Kamala, it was a big deal. ABC News was very excited. Kamala Harris was going to do her first in-studio interview since becoming vice president, her first in-studio TV hit, and it was going to be on The View. Oh, my goodness. They were all excited. Everybody was there. I had no plans to tune in. Had no plans, no concern, no nothing, because it's The View. Who cares? Anything that's newsworthy will be clipped and put online. And then I'm sitting there doing show prep and I see like nothing. I wasn't even sure what time The View was on. Like, I guess it's, I thought it was 11. Is it later? Is it after? And there was nothing. And then I saw Joe Concha, my buddy Joe, tweeting that he tweets out, quote, Sunny Houston, whatever the hell her name is, and Ann Navarro have to leave The View after the A block, which in TV talk is the first segment, upon testing positive for COVID. They both have COVID? What are they doing backstage? Both indicate they are vaccinated. Meanwhile, both indicate they're vaccinated. So what's going on there? Meanwhile, Vice President Harris apparently is awaiting backstage. Behar now taking questions from the audience. An absolute train wreck. And so then he goes, while this is happening, Behar now openly coughing into her hand on live television. At that point, I said, all right, I have to tune this in. I have to turn the TV on. I normally don't turn the TV on in the morning while doing show prep, but I do. And I put it, and there they are. They're talking to the studio audience, and they're not even asking relevant questions. It's any question. Do you have any question whatsoever about anything? And there were only, I don't know how many people were going to be there for Kamala. I thought there were always five women up there, but there were only two. So maybe there were only going to be four. Maybe Whoopi was unavailable. But it's Joy Behar and some blonde chick. I don't know who she is. I don't care who she is. And they're asking questions of the audience going, come on, man. What about this? What about that? What about the other thing? And the questions were like, we're getting married. Do you have any advice for us? What are your favorite places to go in New York? You can tell they're just desperately trying to vamp and take time, eat time. Like, oh, my God, please, for the love of God, eat time. Get us to either the end of the show or to where Kamala can be set up at a remote location, hermetically sealed, live from her Tupperware container. It's the Vice President of the United States. So I found that wildly uninteresting, so I just muted it. And then about 10 minutes to go in the show, in their hour, I looked up and I saw the corner of my eye. There is Kamala Harris from an undisclosed location, off-site, going, oh, my goodness, what are they going to do? And what's funny is during the Q&A part, Joy Behar was trying to, you know, she'd have to remind the audience every once in a while, we're not really normally this bad. We're normally pretty bad, but we're not normally this bad. It's because COVID and the vice president isn't here and blah, blah, blah. And she said that hopefully they'll have Kamala by the end of the show that, quote, the Secret Service is doing things to make her feel safe, end quote. When I heard that, my ears perked up because doing things to make her feel safe, she's vaccinated. Shouldn't the vaccine make her feel safe? Isn't that the point? Isn't that the argument they're making to the public, to the great unwashed, to those Americans evil enough to not be vaccinated yet? Isn't that the case? Make yourself safe. Get safe. Get vaccinated. Well, what in the hell? Is there a whole bunch of people in Kamala's inner circle who are not vaccinated? Is that what they're saying or what? I don't know what they're trying to say there. But nobody bothered to ask the question. Nobody would bother to ask the question. They got Kamala on to from a remote thing. It looked like they shoved her in a closet, put a light bulb in there. It was poorly lit, although there's no real good way to light Kamala Harris. And she went on to whine and complain about just about everything. because that's what she does. She went on The View. She was talking about the images from the southern border and how disturbing they were. Disturbing. And they said they're invoking slavery. You know, you would think the people who obsess about slavery would know a thing about slavery. It wasn't just people riding around whipping people all day long. It would, if that were the case, it would have been a very different institution. It was a brutal institution, yes, but it was not that. It was not corralling people. And you'd think Kamala Harris would know that because her ancestors on her father's side, the Jamaican part, the black part that she claims, not African-American, but black. They were one of the biggest slave-owning families in all of the Caribbean. Did I say that out loud? Yes, I did. Because it's true. You'd think she'd know a thing or two. These people have no shame. These leftists have no shame whatsoever. None of them do. None of them do. And it starts at the top. The fish rots at the head and on down. So I've got audio. I'm going to play you some Ginger Goebbels here. Talking about the horses. And how Joe Biden talked to civil rights leaders. By civil rights leaders, she means Al Sharpton. Talking to Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton went down to the border the other day. He was heckled mercilessly because he's a fraud. He's a tax cheat. He's everything you can possibly project onto a human being that is negative. That's what Al Sharpton is. That's who Al Sharpton is. Not to mention the fact that he's got a body count in his history and a history of inciting riots, but whatever. And fraud, lies. He owes money to the taxes. He owes money to the people he defamed. He owes a lot of, he does not pay in any of it because he sets up everything you hear Democrats whine about rich people. Oh, they're not paying their fair share. Oh, they're doing this, they're doing that to avoid taxes, to avoid this, to set. That is exactly what Al Sharpton did. He's got nonprofits, he's got companies, he's got this, he's got that, he's got. He probably doesn't get a direct paycheck at all. He probably doesn't exist in the eyes of the IRS. But the entities that he owns, they do. And they've got liens against them. They've got, judgments against them. Whatever. And he goes, well, geez, next time I convene the board meeting of that entity, I will definitely bring up, you can check the minutes of the meeting, I will bring up the fact that we are not paying the police officers that I smeared anything. We will address that for sure. Oh, great. When's the next board meeting? Well, it's not scheduled at this time and probably won't ever happen again. But believe me, if and when it does happen, I will address all of your concerns and then some. So that's what Ginger Goebbels means when she says that Biden is reassuring civil rights leaders. None of these civil rights leaders, by the way, give a piece of feces about the murders in Chicago, the deaths in Chicago. They don't care about that stuff. No. Black lives matter, but I mean, come on, not all black lives, not even the majority of black lives. The black lives we can fundraise off of matter. They don't give a damn about that. But listen to Ginger Goebbels' promise in this clip as well. It's a lot in this short clip. That they're done using horses on the southern border. Wide open expanses, not going to get rid of, now going to get rid of horses because they're too effective. And anything that can prevent illegal aliens from entering the country or even make it more difficult for illegal aliens to enter the country, the Democrats are opposed to it.
So what he has asked all of us to convey clearly to people who are understandably have questions, are passionate, are concerned, as we are about the images that we have seen, is one, we feel those images are horrible and horrific. There is an investigation the president certainly supports, overseen by the Department of Homeland Security, which he has conveyed will happen quickly. I can also convey to you that the secretary also conveyed to civil rights leaders earlier this morning that we would no longer be using horses in Del Rio. So that is something, a policy change that has been made in response.
No more horses. The president was outraged. There will be an investigation. There will be blood. There will be blood, ladies and gentlemen. We must have that blood in the name of justice. Damn it. Well, then this morning, the president of the United States wanders out there. And after a couple of weeks, not really commenting on anything, getting a whole bunch of criticism, he took a couple of pre-screened questions. He literally had his list again. Here are the reporters I'm supposed to call on. They get mad when I don't call on these reporters. And he gets some softball questions and he can't even handle them. But this issue came up. This issue came up. I want you to listen. This is a reporter from ABC News. This isn't some fringe. This isn't the Huffington Post. This isn't Salon. This is ABC News. Now, the topic of the question is perfectly fine. The verbiage of the question is where the absurdity comes in, and it just gives you a peek into the left-wing media bias.
You said on the campaign trail that you were going to restore the moral standing of the U.S., that you were going to immediately end Trump's assault on the dignity of immigrant communities. Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise? And this is happening under your watch. Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw.
It's just horrible, horrible. Now, given this, the sweet, nourishing illegal aliens who are scientifically proven to be better than normal Americans, than born Americans, than natural Americans. No, even the naturalized ones. They're certainly better than the natural-born ones. But they are the illegal aliens are better than everybody else. Do you take responsibility for the horrible, horrible, awful, awful things without passing any judgment? What? What kind of a stupid question is this? There's a legitimate question in there, but to pepper it with all this liberal garbage talking points is where you lose your credibility. But then again, you're at ABC News, so what the hell do you care? Joe Biden wasn't done, though. He goes on to, lie quite a bit, to be perfectly honest with you.
To see people treat it like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped. It's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
It's simply not who we are. Joe says that an awful lot. He doesn't have a damn clue who we are as a nation, nor does he have any concern for who we are as a nation. He wants us to be something else, or his handlers do. But to sit there, they're whipping with the strap. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. Running over people. Nobody was run over with horses. You know what, though? If a couple people got run over, it probably stopped some illegal aliens from rushing across the border. In fact, the photographer who took the photos said that that his images are being widely misinterpreted and that they in no way whatsoever. See, the Fox News KTSM down in Texas. Photographer who took the now famous photos of mounted Border Patrol agents in Del Rio say he and his colleagues never saw agents whipping anyone and the photos are being misconstrued. But there's the president of the United States. Now, in the ultimate bit of irony, in the ultimate bit of hypocrisy from the entirety of the left, the whole cabal over there from the Biden regime, is Joe Biden right there. Now, we're doing a thorough investigation and we're going to hold those responsible to account. Well, the investigation is supposed to determine whether or not anybody is actually responsible, whether or not anything actually happened. Is it not? Isn't that the point of an investigation? If you've already passed judgment, Joey, what's the point of the investigation? And oh, by the way, promising to move heaven and earth or hell and earth, depending on where you live, Joe, where you're going. Promising to do everything to get to the bottom of this and hold people accountable because those images, which are fake, bother you so much. I want to remind you that Joe Biden murdered 10 innocent civilians in Afghanistan not a month ago. Killed them. A drone strike. 7 of those innocent civilians were children. One was their father or uncle, depending on the child, who was delivering water back home, bringing water back home. Cases of water. And it said, it's probably explosives. Let's blow him up. And what happened? The Biden administration lied to the American public about that for some time. They did. General Mark Milley, the traitor, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said, oh, yeah, there were secondary explosives. Maybe some civilians got killed, but our target was terrorists. I guarantee you that. You can't avoid all civilian damage. You can't do that. Sorry, but that's the way it is. And the New York Times then had to go and do an investigation and discover that the collateral damage was all there was, and that 7 children were killed. And what happened? The general in charge of CENTCOM held a press conference last Friday, I think it was, talking about how this is it's horrible, it's a tragedy, sorry about blowing them up. No one will be held accountable. No one will be held accountable. 10 human beings were killed because of incompetence and because the Biden administration needed a distraction from their failed Afghan withdrawal. And immediately after denial, after lying for weeks, the military comes out and says, yeah, we did it, but we're not going to hold anybody accountable. Sorry about that. And we're just moving on. Quit asking questions about that. Now, a couple of Border Patrol agents doing their jobs. Nobody gets hurt. Nobody gets hit. Nobody gets whipped. Nobody nothing. But a couple of still images bastardized deliberately by the left. And Joe Biden is promising you heads will roll. Heads will roll. He actually caused heads to roll and to explode and to be destroyed. Heads of children, 7 children dead, no accountability. A couple of pictures of some illegal aliens trying to evade capture, and there will be blood. Real blood, no big deal. Fake blood, Democrats suddenly give a damn. Disgusted yet? You should be. It really is just absurd to sit there and listen to these people talk about the border. It's like it's on a different planet. And I don't know how you can look at that video and go, oh my God, it's evoking images of slavery in me. It's horrible. I'm flashing back to something that didn't happen in my lifetime. Like, not even close. Like, I've never met anybody whose lifetime it happened in. But I am horrified by this. This is the coddling of people. This is the pandering that Democrats do to people based on their skin color. Like, oh my goodness. We're sorry you had to witness such things as what? The Border Patrol doing their job lawfully and nobody getting hurt? Except for, you know, all the people who are being infected from COVID from the illegal aliens marching across the southern border willy-nilly. Those people could be getting hurt. But they don't count. They don't count. Because Democrats don't really give a damn about that. They care about the sweet, sweet, sweet nourishing illegal alien first and foremost. And for the president of the United States to go, I will get to the bottom of this. I will make sure. I will make them pay. There will be a thorough investigation. I already have the punishment picked out, but we have to go through the motions. Because if you watch that video, you have to say, what in the hell did these people do? They're on paid leave or unpaid leave or whatever. They're off the job right now. What did they do? Nobody was hurt. Nobody was whipped. Nobody was run over. A couple people might have their sensibilities upset. Members of Congress running around there. And you've got Maxine Waters going, this is worse than slavery. Wow. Okay. That's pretty bad. So then if nobody getting hurt is worse than slavery, then was slavery really good or something, Maxine? Is that what you're saying? That would be my question. Hey, Maxine, so you're saying slavery was pretty good? Because if nothing happening to somebody was worse than slavery, if people going about their business and actually still getting into the country was worse than slavery, then slavery must have been a cakewalk, according to you. Oh, that's controversial to say. You can't say. Yeah, you can say that. I'm just taking what they're saying and going, well, what about this? I'm turning it toward them, not even on them. I'm just saying, hey, wait a second. This doesn't make any freaking sense. You have any comment? You got anything to say about it? No. No, they will not be asked about that. They will not face questions about such things. They will not have it. Do you understand? It's so pathetic. It's so, there's a possibility, okay, that Maxine Waters is dumb enough that she doesn't know. what she's doing. But everybody else, or almost everybody else, has to know exactly what they're doing. They have to know exactly what they're doing. And what's funny is this is the Joe Biden, this is all the Democrats' strategy. And it's blowing up. It worked for a very long time. Pander, pander, pander. And then when things go sideways, double pander, triple down on the pandering. Play the race card. That's not working. Play the other race card. If that's not working, have Al Sharpton to the White House. If that's not working, I don't know, go dig Jesse Jackson out of his crypt or whatever. Got to find some way to pander harder. Or then just declare people to be racist and hope that works. But it's not working. Pew Research Center poll shows that Joe Biden's approval rating is collapsing. Collapsing. He's got a lower approval rating right now than Donald Trump does right now. And the media has done nothing but demonize Donald Trump forever. Forever. Pew, Joe Biden lost 18 points. Not 18%. 18 percentage points in his approval rating from black Americans. From 85%, he's down to 67%. Huh? Amongst Hispanics, he's lost 16 points. That's the group they're really trying to pander to. Those two groups right there. They went from 72% approval with Hispanics in July. This isn't even from over the course of his entire administration. It's just from July. 72% in July to 56% now. Amongst Asians, 14 points. 68% down to 54%. Amongst white people, God, white people are the dumb people. He's only lost 8 points. But it went from 45 to 37%. He's wildly unpopular with everybody. His total approval rating is 44% with Pew, not some right-wing group. With Gallup, I think it's 43%. It's not good. And so what does he do? People have watched this guy. They've given him the benefit of every doubt. They've given him the time. Let him try and get his sea legs. And they watch and they go, the Afghanistan thing was an embarrassment. There are still 50 students from California, 50 high school students from California trapped in Afghanistan. We're told 100 to 200 total, and we've gotten a bunch out. So you're telling me a full quarter at least were high school students that you abandoned? And you've managed to get none out since then? I mean, these people are insane, and the American people, mercifully, as much as they're trying to hide it, are starting to notice, and it's having an impact on Joe. I sadly think he's just going to get crazier to try and compensate. I want to shift gears away from the border situation, although I'm sure it will come up again as the other stupidities that are going on just remind me of it. But I want to play you again another piece of evidence of the President of the United States not being there at all. There are billionaires in this country. There are lots of them. I mean, not lots, but more than anywhere else. And millionaires in this country. If you are a millionaire or a billionaire and would like to, hook a brother up, find me at care of the station. But let's be honest. There aren't trillionaires, all right, as much as we'd like to believe. And as all the people who believe in the Illuminati and everything, they're not trillionaires. Billionaires. Joe Biden, in his little press conference, talking about how he really wants to fundamentally transform the country again. There it is. This is, again, the Democrats admitting what they're really doing. Their ultimate goal is to change the country. You don't change something you like. You just don't, right? That's the go to your wife or your husband tonight. Have you noticed this thing? In every news report and every story and everything, doesn't matter. It's about celebrities, about normal people. It's about whatever, politicians. They've stopped using the term spouse, wife, husband, or whatever. Boyfriend and girlfriend have gone the way of the dodo. It's another one of those subtle ways. It's now just partner, the partner, this person's partner. Now, they're not forming a business. It's not a partner is so
cold. And Cal, it really does. It seems like, all right, well, we're going to have to go over the books tonight, partner, because this company's hemorrhaging money and we've got to find some places to cut. That is the impression that it gives. But the left wants to remove gender from everything. Like I told you the other day about the ACLU taking that quote from Darth Vader Ginsburg and removing all references of her, she, a woman, and making it they, them, some dude who's going to somehow manage to push a baby out its urethra. That sort of thing. It's so stupid. And they do it. And it's not, look, I expect stupidity from them. I resent stupidity when it's adopted from them on the right. You watch Fox News, and what do you hear all day? Well, the migrant crisis at the border. The migrant crisis at the border. Kamala Harris on The View. All these Haitian migrants. Migrant, migrant, migrant. Well, if they're migrants, the definition of a migrant is people who follow work, right? That's the literal definition of migrants. If Haitians are fleeing violence in their country, they're not following work. They're fleeing violence in their country. They need to say they're fleeing violence in their country so they can get refugee status. That's what they really want, so they can keep them here. Neither is true. They're following incompetence, and they're actually living in Brazil and Chile, and now they've got their opportunity to come to the United States. Democrats know this. Democrats don't care. See, I told you we'd circle back to this stupid stuff going on at the southern border because it's so damn stupid. But it's the language being bastardized. They're not migrants. They're illegal aliens. They're not coming here for work and, oh, it's the summer picking season or the fall picking season, and now we're going to go home. They're never going home. Stop calling them migrants. I get why Democrats do it. They started off with the, no, human is illegal. Stop calling them illegal aliens to calling them undocumented workers. Undocumented this. Martin O'Malley called them undocumented Americans when he ran for president wildly unsuccessfully in 2016. And then it went to migrants. It went from undocumented, it became undocumented migrants. Now it's just migrants. There's no documentation at all. It's just, we're just migrants. They're not. They're illegal aliens. And Fox News is even following this. I don't know if it's because corporate is putting the screws to them, or they don't know, or they're just dumb and will go along with anything because they hear it a lot and they want to fit in the press briefing rooms. I don't know. But it's a problem because it changes the truth. It doesn't change the truth. It's a lie. It's bastardizing the truth. So to sit there and make all these word changes, I don't know why I went off on this because of partner, but it's just how the left operates. It's literally how the left operates these days. But normal human beings, when they hear things like that, it sticks out in their head. That's not the way it is. And normal human beings, when you misspeak, they catch it, right? If I got somebody who's talking to a friend or a friend of a friend, or I'm talking to somebody at a bar, and I know the guy's name is Jason, right? And I call him John. If I just met him, I might not catch it. And he'll go, no, it's Jason. Oh, yeah, okay. And if I ever say it again, I go, hey, John, or Jason, sorry. I will correct it almost immediately and probably exactly like that. Jason or John, or whatever. Sorry. Boom. You catch it. That is a sign of a normal functioning brain. The normal functioning brain is not perfect, but a normal functioning brain catches when it knows it's wrong. Joe Biden does not have a normal functioning brain. It remains to be seen whether or not he's the scarecrow at the beginning of the movie, to be honest with you. But he does not have a normal functioning brain because he misspeaks all the time and doesn't catch it. Javier Baqueria, my good friend, Javier Baqueria. His name is Javier Becerra. You should know him. You've appointed him the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Actually, you probably shouldn't know him because for some weird reason in the midst of a pandemic that only gets worse with every move that this dimwit in the White House makes, we don't see the Secretary of Health and Human Services. You would think a health crisis would cause the Secretary of Health and Human Services to emerge from their protective cocoon and come out and, I don't know, do something. But they don't. He's not. Where is he? We don't know.
We don't want it. It's a testament to how bad Javier Becerra is as a choice to be HHS secretary, that they don't want him around, that you've never seen an interview with him, that you have not seen a statement from him in the midst of a worsening pandemic and at a time when they're trying to get people to get vaccinated and this, that, and the other thing. And he doesn't come out and say, it tells you, because he was attorney general of the state of California, and he was a member of the House of Representatives from California. He's a lawyer. He has literally no background in medicine whatsoever. And Joe Biden said, I need a Hispanic guy. And they said, what about Javier? Oh, all right, we'll go with Javier Becerra. That's what damage can anybody do? Yeah, a lot, actually. Just look at Joe. Anyway, Joe's feeble mind falling apart. See, mine is not feeble and not falling apart. I remembered what I was talking about. So at his little press sort of availability, it's more of a press tease because he's not really taking unscripted questions. He's taking pre-screened questions from approved journalists. He mentions millionaires and billionaires, except no, he doesn't mention millionaires and billionaires. He mentions trillionaires and billionaires. Now, Jeff Bezos is the richest man in the world. Jeff Bezos is not, repeat, not, even though it may seem like it sometimes, not a trillionaire. You would think that a guy proposing to spend trillions of dollars would be cognizant of the facts around money, but he's not. Listen to him. He just mentions that we're talking trillionaires and billionaires are doing really well in the middle of this. Nothing about it seems wrong to Joe, but it will seem wrong to you the second you hear it because it's wrong and you're not suffering from dementia.
We talk about price tags. It is zero price tag on the debt. We're paying. We're going to pay for everything we spend. So this, it's not, you know, people, understandably, well, you know, it started off at $6 trillion, now it's $3.5 trillion, now it's, is it going to be 2.9? It's going to be zero. Zero, because in that plan that I put forward, and I said from the outset, I said, I'm running to change the dynamic of how the economy grows. I'm tired of trickle down. The trillionaires and billionaires are doing very, very well. You all know, you've all reported it. And in the middle of this crisis, but hardworking people and middle-class people are getting hurt.
Trillionaires and billionaires are doing just fine. Trillionaires and all those trillionaires out there, man. What more do you want? These stupid, stinking, racist, probably trillionaires. And the other part, I'm sick of trickle-down. I'm sick of this. I'm sick. Yeah, he's sick of trickle-down. I'm sick of Hunter getting a bigger share than me, and only getting, you know, 10% for the big guy. That's not cool. I'm the reason God made Oklahoma. I'm the reason why we're getting this money. And it's sitting there going, I'm tired of this stuff. Give me a break. These people are insane, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden has lost his mind. He really has lost his mind. And nobody out there is going, it's a problem. Nobody in the White House is saying, hey, this is problematic. We should probably do something about this. We should maybe have at least a meeting about this. No. Nope, it's just straight up garbage. It is straight up just pretend that the senile old man is not senile. He knows exactly what he's doing. Why would you even suggest the otherwise? It's pathetic. It's scary as hell, though, that the country voted for this guy. That the press looks at this guy and goes, well, what are you going to do? At least there are no mean tweets. Thank God there are no mean tweets. Yeah, there are no mean. Meanwhile, China's foreign minister is talking about preemptively starting a nuclear war. Why? Because the United States is acting erratically. Where's General Milley when you need him? Is General Milley on the hotline over to China? No, he's not. He's on board. He's down with it. So it's saber rattling for domestic consumption, probably, and for regional consumption on behalf of China. But it's still pretty hostile rhetoric. France is mad at the United States to the point that they have recalled their ambassador for the first time in our history. Yeah, there's no French ambassador in Washington, D.C. right now because the United States cut a side deal for nuclear submarines with Australia and cut France out of it, which had a side deal, which had its own deal with Australia for diesel-powered. And there are other things, but they're clearly not happy. And Joe Biden is just, meh, what are you going to do? What can you do? Ignoring it. He ran on, we're going to restore, we're going to blah, 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 the eyes of the world, the love of the people, the adulation, and the rest of the world is looking at this clown going, we can't trust you. We can't trust you. Boris Johnson found out about our withdrawal from Afghanistan through press reports and tried for 2 days to get the president of the United States on the phone. He found out we gave up Bagram and got our troops out before the civilians in the press and tried to get the president of the United States on the phone and couldn't do it for 2 days. Why in the hell would Boris Johnson ever trust Joe Biden? I just hope it doesn't mean that they don't trust the United States, because the United States is not all senile old people who should be in a home. Who's, you know, it should not be their chief of staff should be from visiting angels, not in the White House, not visiting the White House. You should maybe get a special tour as part of your Make-A-Wish deal, not the presidency of the United States and access to the nuclear codes. It is a complete and total disgrace what is happening here. Now, I could see if it was a difference in policy, but he has told us one thing and done another. Now, it's kind of funny because right now the big story in Washington, D.C. is this reconciliation bill. And will Democrats be able to ram through their massive $3.5 trillion spending on top of the other $1.5 trillion to almost $2 trillion that they want to ram through and blah, 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 and calling it infrastructure. And the story was that President Biden met with 11 moderates from Congress the other day to try and convince them to go on board with it. And he didn't do it. It didn't succeed. But he's desperately trying to convince moderates. Now, what were we told during the campaign? We're told that Joe Biden is the moderate. Joe Biden is the moderate. He's a centrist. He has a long history of being a centrist. He gets along with everybody. If there's somebody who can bring people together, it's Joe Biden. He's right there, right down the middle. Yet everything he's trying to do requires Joe Biden to twist the arms of the moderates. Why is that? No Republicans get on board. It's not like there aren't Republicans. You couldn't tell me you couldn't attract Mitt Romney. It can't be that hard to get Mitt Romney to sell out the Republican Party. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, I could get them. You give me a bag of Oreos in 20 minutes, I could get them to sell out the Republican Party. But for some reason, Joe Biden can't do it. Joe Biden can't get Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin on board. And the problem is them, according to the media. That's how it's portrayed. They are refusing, these moderates. But we've been told, we've been assured by these very same people that Joe Biden is the moderate. Why wouldn't Joe Biden have a problem with the progressive wing of the Democratic Party if he's the moderate? Why does he not have to convince AOC and the communist frog lady, the head of the Congressional Progressive Caucus? Why is it that they don't have to try to twist their arms? But because they're on board. There's nothing moderate about this president. We've been sold a bill of goods. I'll tell you what's funny is there's footage. The other day, the House of Representatives voted to put funding for Iron Dome, the missile defense program in Israel that we also have, back into the funding bill, the budget. And the progressives opposed it because they hate Israel. And after the vote was taken, Rashida Tlaib was actually called an anti-Semite by Ted Deutch, a member of Congress, a Democrat from Florida. She went off about how Israel is a terrorist state and apartheid state and blah, blah, blah. She's a horrible, horrible human being. She represents where I grew up in Michigan. It tells you it was bad when I was there. It's gotten way worse since I got out. But as the vote was being tallied, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was crying and needed to be consoled by another anti-Semitic member of Congress of the Democratic Party. They gave her a hug. Right there, it's all on camera. They gave her a hug on the floor of the House. Now, they're not social distancing, but they were wearing masks. So AOC was not able to eat a sandwich through a fence. But she was so upset that Israel would continue to be able to defend itself that she was crying. Tells you everything you need to know about the Democrats, doesn't it? In the remaining time we have left, I want to cover a couple of things. There was a big rally. There's a big symbolic vote the other day up on Capitol Hill as Democrats work to reaffirm a woman's right to choose at any time, up to and including, you know, the kid departing for college, to whether or not to have an abortion. And at it, they're very upset. There's a symbolic vote to pass a resolution saying we should be able to abort. Yay, abortion. They did this press conference with a bunch of Democrats out on the Hill up on the Capitol, whining about the Supreme Court decision not to stop the Texas law from going into play. Not that the Texas law is declared to be constitutional. It's just like you couldn't show damages, so they're not going to stop it. That's the legal standard. So Democrats are all upset. And this one representative, Diana DeGette, a Democrat from Colorado, said something absolutely hilarious. Because they're running around and demanding that the Supreme Court do their bidding. Then they're the legislative branch. They could do this stuff on their own. So listen to her basically whine and complain that if the Supreme Court doesn't do their bidding, then Congress may have to act.
Nearly 90% of counties in this country no longer have a single abortion provider. Enough is enough. If the justices over in that building there won't act, the U.S. House of Representatives will act.
Oh my God, you mean the legislators will legislate? God, you mean you'll do the job you're being paid like $200,000 a year to do? If you don't give us what we want, we'll do something. We'll do our jobs. Don't make us do our jobs. You wouldn't like us when we do our jobs. Just these people. If you don't like what the court says, then act. On the eviction moratorium, the court said you can't have an eviction moratorium by decree. Congress has to pass something. And so they struck it down. And they said, well, how dare you do that? Like, well, they told you just do your damn job. Why won't you just do your damn job? People, swear to God. You know what I had in Australia? Let's do it. We have an Australia update. I just want to play this. This is what's going on in Australia. The police are going around preemptively. They've had a bunch of protests in Australia. Police are going around preemptively, knocking on doors, talking to citizens, allegedly free citizens, to find out if they were ever planning on going to a protest. That's where they are. Are you going to go to a protest? Are you inclined to protest? Preemptive. It's like pre-crime suddenly going on. This is what Democrats would love to do this year, but they haven't found a justification for it yet.
It's a complete surprise when you get the cops here. I'm like,
what for? Yeah, no stress. Just a friendly chat, that's all. So are you aware of any planned protests or events?
No.
That are coming up, Jeff?
Nope.
No? Okay. Are you aware of any communication circling around between people about the planned any protests coming up?
No.
No? Do you use any platform at all or to communicate?
No.
Have you gone to any protests in the past?
No. I'm not going to answer that.
You haven't?
You guys wouldn't be here otherwise.
Yeah. All right.
I'd like to know how you got this address, actually.
Okay. Anything else you like to tell us? I might help with ensure the public safety.
Nah, it's all good.
He's like, why are you at my house? Why are you at my house? Why? How'd you get my address? And they're like, yeah, whatever. What are you going to do? Do you imagine the police patrolling around here? Stop and Frisk had the left up in arm. They wouldn't really care about this because they would be doing this, you know, to anti-vaxxers and to Trump supporters and likely Republican voters so you can trample their rights. But if you tried this under any other circumstances, you know, people dressed head to toe in black with a black ski mask on and it's 90 degrees in summer and they're carrying around bags that clang a lot, like they're glass bottles inside and they smell like gasoline. And you go, can I see inside that bag? The ACLU would swoop in like a SWAT team conducting a raid. But if you're about freedom, You're the problem. That's the problem. That is all the time we have today, ladies and or gentlemen. It's Monday. Get on with it. I'm sure there's going to be so much stupidity between now and then that we'll cover it all, anything we missed. Mondays are always light days. The rest of the week is where we go like an hour and a half, 2 hours. So I get off easily on that's not the right way to do it. The show is shorter on Sundays. I save that stuff for Saturdays. Have a great week. You can email me, DerekAllenHunter@gmail.com. Whatever you got, gripes, grousing, whatever else. I'll see you guys tomorrow with the Don't Forget About the Rules and the How to Win the Sign Books. Bye.